Mountain Dew Kickstart combines the bold taste of Mountain Dew with juice and just the right amount of kick to start your day. Available in 9 flavors, Mountain Dew Kickstart. It all starts with a kick. Kickstart your day.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday already. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for a week that's just zooming by. Although yesterday felt like the air was poison. It was a smoker. I just got inside and just kind of vegged out the entire night. I'm like, I'd step by the windows. You could feel it coming through. Like, ooh, you get too close to the outside, it starts to warn you. It was a nasty one.
I went out for about 10 minutes in the afternoon, deciding to look, doing an outdoor speaker thing. So I'm laying the wire out about 10 minutes. What am I doing?
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Well, I'm not. I was just seeing the, I wanted to see what it sounded like.
You were doing it. Yeah, it sounds horrible. It's 115. Everything sounds horrible outside. You can't go outside and listen to the outfield, Brady, in 115 degrees and think, yeah, Josie's
maybe
on a vacation far away and you want to be with her.
There's never a bad time to listen to the outfield.
I agree. There is. 110 and higher. There actually really is.
Really?
Yep. The outfield is no good after 110 degrees. It's strange. Because you hear the Josie's on a vacation. You're like, oh, that's a great song. And then all of a sudden somebody goes, turn it up. Turn up 110 degrees. I'm like, man, this band sucks. Everything sucks. I hate it. Yeah. Say it is it so. It's 115. Shut up.
That's where I went with Mungo Jerry.
Oh, one of the worst songs in all degrees. Yeah. Any temperature you can get Mungo Jerry in.
All degrees.
From 0 to 105, Mungo Jerry.
Roaster.
And then just you'll kill yourself after that. That is one of the worst songs
ever. What was their hit? What was it?
In the summertime,
that garbage. Yeah, that is bad.
Yeah, when the guy starts, I need to see you in the summertime. How is this a song? Oh, Mungo Jerry. Yeah, that's suicide right there. Yuck. We've got our friend Nikki is back again for the Operation Hydration, and I thought she'd moved. I thought she moved away to the swing.
Did you listen to her last time?
I didn't care when. I didn't get details. I just knew she was going to go up to some swinging dick that's waiting for her in
next
Denver.
Thursday. You're going to ask the same. I thought you.
You're
left.
Back again next. I know you're going in October, but why the big announcement now? Then why do you have to tell everybody in August? Guess what I'm doing? No one cares. Human Twitter. Who cares? Keep it to yourself. 1 week before you could have told us. And she keeps showing up. Now we've already gone, well, it's been nice working with you. And so it's like that thing when you leave a business with somebody. You're like, well, it's been great, man. It's a great scene. We'll talk to you later. And you're like, oh, yeah, it's been really great. We've got to do this again. And then you start walking to the same car direction. Like you parked in the same spot. You're like, oh, did we just say goodbye to each other?
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, you should be gone. You should be out.
She's giving us time to wean ourselves off of her.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. And it gives her time for the situation that she has going, whether or not that'll.
Huge.
You know, there's some.
Huge
There's
prep.
Some days in between there that
a lot of Kegel exercises before now in October, right?
The Dreamer in Denver.
If you don't remember, she's moving to Denver with her brother's friend, her friend from when you were like 4. They've been he's a man who's
besties.
Been best pals with her for the longest time. When's the last time you talked to him like regularly? So it's been off for a couple of years, on for a couple of years, huh? Oh, just weekdays and holidays, or birthdays and holidays? Not weekdays, birthdays and holidays.
Best pals?
Best pals.
He's been given days, certain days where he can contact her.
Is he attractive to you? Yep, you're going to bang him.
Done deal.
It's just,
well, it depends on the other roommate.
Every email I got after our discussion last week of you moving into a house of 3 dudes saying, he's my friend. Everyone was like, dude, I moved to Portland once with a friend. And we started dating, and then I had to move. I was homeless in Portland for 2 months.
Well,
it was just every story was terrible.
Right. Most of the people, though, are moving out there as friends. The guy's intention is.
Yeah, nobody's friends. Yeah. So, like, 20 of them right in a row.
I left with a guy once, and I lived in Austin with him. And we were supposed to go to college, but he never signed up for college. And then I found out he only moved there because he thought it would be the place that I had no friends but him. He raped me.
Like, oh, my God.
Wow.
This is taking a horrible. I didn't show it to Nick. She got to learn the hard way.
This is better than Tinder, though. She gets to go to a house. There's 3 dudes to choose from.
Yep.
It's like her own little bachelor.
It's a great situation.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of.
She can pick whoever she wants.
Pregnancy will be. Oh,
she,
yeah. No, it's happening.
She can
no,
milk
don't look at me
three
like
friends.
Yeah,
she could have them turn against each other.
I'm not going to be able to make rent this month. That's okay, man. We'll cover you.
Yeah. Get like money out of each one of them.
Like some of our other promo girls who have moved on, you should put some cameras in your house. and just and then just kind of film the craziness that goes on. And they're not necessarily that, you know, you need to go as far as she went.
And then, oops, am I naked?
Oops, is this in my bottom? My little apple bottom.
I'd watch that show.
I would too. Oh,
thanks,
yeah.
Gerald.
Three dudes who think she's there for the wrong reasons and one girl who's oblivious to what friendship means to a man.
The anyway, real friends.
That's kind of a long title, though, John.
A little bit, but I'd watch it. I don't care what the title is. I didn't say it was a title. That was more of the
description.
Okay. Yeah, we're calling it Nikki's an Idiot. The show is called Nikki's an Idiot. I thought we'd agreed on that last week. But, yeah, so I look at you and I think, what a lovely person. How in the world is she still alive with this kind of decision-making? But
at least she's going to a good city, I think.
Denver's nice. Yeah. Yeah, she's not going to see it at all. She's going to be strapped to a bed for months. Begging for her phone back. That's all
good.
It's going to be.
That's good timing, though, October.
Yeah, it's going to be nice there. You're great. You skip this summer, go through 115 degrees, go out there in October, and then catch the blizzards. That'll be a good time. You're going to have what 2019 holds for you. Is just not only, and it's not even just a snow blizzard. It's just going to be a man blizzard.
It's a lot of white. You just see a lot
of white. There's going to be what's called a whiteout.
So many whites.
So many whiteouts. Big time. Have we changed your mind at all? Man, you want that D so bad. I don't know why you're here today. Just drive up there. Why are you here? Why not just go now? It's not time.
The rent?
Your lease? Have this dude pay for it. He will. If you called that guy in Denver and said,
I can get there earlier. I want to really get up there now, but I can't because my lease is like, I can't leave.
There'd be a check in the mail. He'd like Apple Pay you.
Yeah, he'll sell all his bongs to get you.
Yeah,
up
he
there.
Will get you there in a second. I'll get you up here, friend. I'm so frustrated by the new Jeff. It's just brutal. But anyway, yeah. Every email I got, none of them were like, "You quiet down, Holmberg. I had a girl move in with me, and it was nothing but a success story of friendship. Why we're still friends to this day."
She's the godmother of my children.
She moved here from Maine.
Brady's wife had Dick Fish.
Yeah, that doesn't count at all.
Why doesn't that
Have you
count?
Met Dick Fish?
Yes.
No, it doesn't. He's a
nice guy.
He's a bit of a he's Ken if Ken stopped caring, and I mean Ken Doll.
I think that was a true friendship. Could you test?
I think
it?
That's all he's got though, and I think he'd be the first to admit it. He goes, "Oh no, I'm not interested in human genitals."
He had another agenda.
Oh yeah,
what's that?
Oh no, I'm just saying what
you. Oh yeah,
saying
you're saying that he doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't. I don't think
it wasn't priority at the time for him.
Does he put his pee-pee in people? I don't think he does. I don't think he's interested. I had a friend who.
Yeah, he's busy.
Right.
Is Dick Fish still
it's
around?
It's called androgyny.
Yeah,
and it's okay.
Yeah.
Asexual. I had a friend who I worked with who told me about that years ago, and I said something to him. I'm like, "Why aren't you? Oh, you got a girl? Anybody in your life?" He goes, "There's something you need to know about me." I'm like, "What's that?" And he goes, "I am asexual." And at first I thought, "Hey, buddy, keep your hands off me," because I didn't really know what it was. And he said, "No, I just don't have any interest in the physical relationships."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "None?" And I think he was probably—
What about relationships overall?
He's in his mid-30s at that time.
Wow, that's early to—
His whole life.
Yeah.
Whole life.
And he's like, and I'm like, is it a physical ailment or impotence or—
no, micropene.
Nope,
then
nothing.
Then sometimes it gets to be, you know, you're such in a routine— But the last thing is you want to bring in that. And
I don't know if that's it. We still have a drive.
As far as I know, on Richard, is I think early when he's younger, he was in a relationship with a woman.
And it ruined
devastated. You know, Eric might be onto something, though. That micropene. I don't know if my guy JC had
And that could be a deal breaker, yeah.
But if he had micropene.
You're thinking to yourself, "I'm not even going
to
try.
I'm not using this on. I'm not showing this to anyone. I'm just going to check out of this category of living."
Nikki, you could test it, though. You could call him today and say, "You know what? I'm moving in with my friend Devin instead."
Yeah.
Just see his reaction.
Yeah.
What?
I like Why? To have, try this. I like to have lingerie night. What night do you guys like go out most? So I can just walk around the house in lingerie. And I'm going, "Whoa. I can only talk to the dudes."
"Sorry, Trevor. I'm not coming."
Then you're here in the background. "Woohoo!"
Then you see all the secret teddy bears with the cameras in the eyes.
"We're just big on it.
We love teddy bears.
Every year for each other's birthdays, we build a bear. That's why there's 30 teddies with crazy eyes.
For you.
Those aren't cameras.
Don't look at them."
"I didn't know you could build a bear and have spy headquarters written on it."
Just ignore that. I wasn't sure she could read.
They've already cut out the wall. There's a two-way mirror.
Oh, there's tons of that. Yeah, she's walking into a nightmare. It's a den of sex. But yeah, my friend who was that way was, you know, so he could do it. You could move in with JC. I haven't talked to him in 10 years. He's asexual. So he's the guy who's like, I thought it may have been a micropenis. I didn't immediately go, that's not real. Let me see your penis. I bet it's too small to use. I mean, I just kind of quizzed him and on the whole thing. And ever since he was like in high school, he's like, all my friends were interested. I just never had interest in anything, any of it. Like, he doesn't get aroused. He doesn't have an attraction factor. He said, I know what attractive is. I know what I find it, but I don't have arousal. And I'm like, is that normal? And he goes, there's a small handful of people that have the same thing. I'm like, holy cow. And when I met Dick Fish, one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. But when I met Dick Fish, I'm like, I think he's one too. Because he just seemed like he's just the same all the time. Nice dude. But I don't
get. Computer wizard.
I would trust him with any woman.
Yeah.
You know, be like, you can watch her.
Is that a compliment?
Or? Not really. And yes.
A little bit of both.
It's not that you're so lame she won't have sex with you. It's like you're so lame you won't have sex with her.
I know you wouldn't even try.
I know you're not even going to try. There's just, you just don't.
Wow, there's a bunch of terms here. Article 10 things you need to know about asexuality.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Asexuals can be romantically attracted to other people, for example. It's called biromantic. Biromantic asexual is someone who is not sexually attracted to anyone, but is romantically attracted to males and females.
And my dude wasn't attracted. He was attracted to women as far as like they were the most attractive ones, but I have no physical desire.
He didn't put forth any effort.
And it may be a micropenis. There may be tied to it. Maybe there's something. I don't know. But that may be an ignorant thing too. I don't know. They're just born not caring about that.
And the other thing is the confidence level of even saying, you know, on the opposite sex, you feel so uncomfortable.
Sure. I don't know. I'm not even going to eventually get past that. That's just because then you still
some
have,
don't.
You
I still think have desires. Just like, I just don't want to deal with it.
But that doesn't make you asexual. Asexual is not something. It's this gay argument. You can't turn it on and off. Yeah. It's not a decision
it just
you make.
Is who you are.
Yeah. It's just who you are. You just don't have that drive. You don't have that push. You know. So I think if you're just striking out all the time because you have no confidence, you're just striking out all the time. You have no confidence. That's all that is. And then you accidentally become celibate. Asexuality is a real thing where guys are like, I just don't have any
desire.
That's where
I think Dick Fish falls into the confidence and the...
It's a strikeout category. He's just bad at it.
Yeah, I think so. Or, yeah, just...
So he just quit?
Himself. He was kind of back in. He was open for suggestions at one time. Told Ronnie, you know, I think I'm ready to date.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And Ronnie's like, I'm married. See, Nikki, see where it goes?
Timing.
Even Dick Fish turned on it and after the marriage.
Heart has always belonged with you.
Like, you always say that about marriage and stuff. It's like, eventually, they just stop doing this, they stop doing that, blah, blah.
Yep.
And most men have to learn how to try to be asexual. We don't want to be, but that's what, you know, a lot of wives put you through. You had that one friend who said his wife told him they were too old for it.
Yep.
And what did he do?
Got remarried.
That's
well,
right.
He eventually went outside the marriage.
Right, because she's telling him, we're done here. I'm shutting this store down.
He said after 2 years... At least.
Oh.
Oh, man.
And what did she expect? What did she expect?
And what do I need to do? What am I missing? You know, his thing is like, what?
How do I turn this back over
to her? That, and I think there's more people. What did he do during that time?
I mean, in 2 years, he had to be thinking to himself, how do I make this woman want to do anything? How do I make her desire?
Yeah.
A physical. And if it's, what did she expect? I'm just going to shut this down, and he's with me, or he's a jerk.
Yeah.
Of course he's not a jerk. You shut down the store. He liked going to 7-Eleven. You closed it.
Yep.
So he's got to go to Circle K now. Because all the stuff he likes is in there.
And Circle K has a lot to offer.
And they've got a ton. So forget it if he goes to a Quick Stop. Oh, my Lord, a Quick Trip. Woo! But still, yeah, I don't understand how she was the victim in this. Because he can't go out and verbally say out loud, although he did eventually. And then we helped him. We didn't say who it was.
Right.
That she just said she was too old for sex stuff. She wasn't even that old. It's like late 30s.
Yeah,
early
40s. Early
40s. Right?
Still. Yep.
She might have what's called SAD, John.
Oh.
Sexual aversion disorder.
Yeah.
SAD.
I got that for some people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure some people have it for me.
For you.
The majority of them. I'd say the majority does.
I am sexually averse to you.
Yeah.
I am sad.
That's a great line.
I am sad
I
for
would
you.
Love to go out with you. That's what you have to remember when you get up there in Denver and that guy finally starts to jam his tongue in your throat. You're like, please.
Listen.
The situation
stop
is just sad.
We're not just friends. I am sexually averse to you.
That's the same thing as it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, but sexually averse hurts more than that.
Sounds more medical. Averse hurts.
Like you're that find means, me appalling.
That means my body does everything it can to go in reverse around you.
Averse.
Yeah, I know. I am putting it in another direction.
So what do you mean? Well, when I look at you, I dry heave.
It's not you. It's me. It's my aversion for you physically.
And that's something I can't do anything about.
Like if the disease was sex, you would be the cure.
God, what happened on that date?
I know.
Well, that's what's going to happen. That's what she's got. Nikki's got to remember all these great lines because her friend is going to try to lay mayonnaise, and she don't want it. That's all there is to it. But I don't understand that. Like a woman that tells a guy, well, we're just too old for this and this and this. Grow up.
John, do you think Larry is asexual?
No, I think Larry's incredibly sexual.
I do, too.
But so many people are averse to him.
Averse to him.
That he seems to be running into more of those than the other. Yeah. He's just averse to I will
and
say this.
His routine is pretty comfortable.
Oh. Well, no. It's not. I talked to him.
He's fallen into it.
His antenna are so there. It's up for crazy first. And when you start looking for crazy with women, sorry, ladies, you're going to find it. And he finds it rather quickly, especially with Instagram and Facebook when you can see their loony behavior being exhibited.
John, it sure sounds like Nikki has a case of the Larrys.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like she's going to go into a Larry
hut? Averse? I don't know. I think so.
Yeah, that's right. Good luck, Huff. What's his name? Josh? That's all right. That's it. I was expecting something more.
Trevor.
Yeah, more millennial.
It's Joshua Ezekiel.
I thought for sure we'd have an Edward or like something from Twilight.
His name is Reverend Josh.
Well, that would be interesting.
John, I have a few.
Then you have to bang him just to wreck him from that. That would be fun.
Are they all religious waiting till marriage?
No, they're all.
Look at that. Not religious at all.
He is out.
Not at all.
Not religious at all.
Of the Satan.
John, I have a female friend for 20 years now. We've been best friends. We go to all the shows together. We do dinners, all that, the whole nine. I'd never live with her. Why? Ever. Because I'm not trying to hit that.
Yeah, well, then she's
sounds like he's convincing himself. Are on the same page.
So 20 years and neither one of them have had other.
Yeah, I was going to say
significant others.
That's something.
Yeah, you've got just each other because there's no way you're going to be with somebody else and have them go. What's with the best friend over?
Maybe they're both ugly.
They have to be hideous people.
I can't get anybody else.
You're so ugly. You know how ugly the both they are, and you're like, look, let's just be friends. Nobody needs to see this, even us.
There's always those the people you hear about that go, all right, if we don't find anybody by the time we're 40.
It's the age thing.
Yeah. The settling.
I had a girl try that.
Could you be that guy? Like, knock on the door. Hey, just turned 40.
It was great. I was like 27, and this girl who was like 22 says this to me.
By the time I'm 30, nothing's happened between the two of us. We'll have a baby and whatever, and we'll get him.
I'm like, yeah, no.
You were out?
And she's like, why? I'm like, well, it's 3 years for me. First of all, I'll be 30. And if I can't find anybody in the next 8 years and I have to revert to the pact, I'm just going to kill myself. What kind of lifestyle are you talking about living? Like 8 years from now when it's all gone to crap, let's just concede we suck at 30. No, I'll die first.
John, don't tell Ian, but I read somewhere that Morrissey is asexual. Maybe that
explains
that
right?
It.
Yeah. I think he's pretty gay, but.
That's what Ian will turn you into.
Yeah.
Right.
Asexual.
I had a pact.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it would have worked out. I'm like, okay, cool. Anyway, we could speed it up. Like, whoa. She'd like it from 5 years.
You want to do it right there.
She's pretty hot. And I'm like, you know. Yeah.
That's insulting. You're not worth my time, but in 5 years,
much time.
I'll settle on your.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll settle. I'll settle on your cup of sperm. Yeah.
Yep. And I go, let's speed that up.
You really liked her.
I could. I could have liked her for a little bit.
For 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You could have gotten the pack going a little earlier.
Yeah.
But she had an aversion to you, unless
at
her
that
life
time. Time.
Yeah, unless her life had not worked out at all.
Right.
Then she'd go
then
down to the bottom
of the
bottom of the bin of the worst Chuck Norris movie and throw it in the DVD player and go, this is me now. I let this load on top of me because I couldn't find anybody in the proper timeline. What happened to her?
This is my husband, Short Round. she got married.
Yeah?
Good. Yep.
Good for her.
Still
good
married? Dude. Same person?
Yep.
Yeah.
A couple of kids.
Did you ever bring up the pact with him?
You know, if you hadn't come along,
you know.
I'd have been her a lot.
Thanks, that's dude. That's why I closed it. I go, you know there's backup.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good for you, Brady. John, were you disappointed when she got married?
No.
Were you taken? You were still single swinging Brady.
When she got married, I was single.
Yep. But were you looking forward to the day the pact was going to kick in? A little bit.
No.
A little bit.
Yeah, calendar, because he had a hope calendar.
Yeah.
X that one. We're 4 years away.
It was in in play for a while, but then some craziness came out a little bit.
Oh. Same. He saw through.
I don't think this is a good pact.
Yeah. So you were like going to do the pact.
Well, you'd always talk about that, yeah.
So but that means you would have.
See, as a guy.
As far as that talk, yeah, I had a girl that talked about that.
Yeah.
Hey, if we're single and when we're 35.
But I've never even thought that was cute conversation. That just is somebody telling you, you're just not great.
Well, that's me. I just go along
with it. But you're just not that
great. You're the friend zone guy.
Yeah. It means you're great eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. Not even then. It's like you're not great. Even when I find you to be the guy I'm going to do
you're
it with, it's not the one I wanted.
Yeah.
It's just somebody I'm like, well, you're around. Which guys will take, but it's pathetic.
John, is it possible that Nikki's friend, Quotey Fingers, is in the closet?
You think he's gay? Not at all. You know that because?
Smashes all the
You've smashed it. He's a push smash. Does he crush it?
He smashed.
Yeah, oh, he tells you stories about all the ladies he's humped?
That's curious.
He does that on purpose.
He does that to let her know. Yeah, I got options, you know.
Exactly.
TikTok.
You got a pact with him?
Yeah. Get on the tower.
Not yet, Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't gotten there.
You must be this tall on your knees to ride me. All right. Wow, Josh. Nikki's life. What is it with promo? Colton seems normal. We'll find out later.
Oh, there's something with Colton. Something.
We'll get it out.
He's down for the big religious debate.
Oh, is that right? You like that stuff?
Oh, we talked about that. But you're smashing all over. You're not that religious.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Go ahead and tell him what you told me, Colton. Come up here.
Yeah,
I was getting all over him about
you're religious?
Premarital sex.
You're a religious fella?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But you love
Here's
the
his excuse. Should I go? Yeah.
This can go all day. That's
fine. So you smash like crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be.
You crush. You're a good-looking guy.
I'm trying to think. Who do I know is listening right now?
Well, the Lord is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the main guy.
Hey, but
sometimes he's in the room while you're putting your thumb in someone's butt.
And do you think he's
and you're like, oh,
proud.
No.
Proud of that.
I think he's looking away. I think it's kind
you know,
of,
he yeah. sees all. He can't look away. He's one big eyeball.
But every time I go at him with some of this, well, you're doing this, he has an excuse.
What's your
excuse for your premarital sex? Go ahead, tell him.
Well, Eric and I were talking about it a couple weeks ago, and it just comes down because he was saying, oh, you've had premarital sex. Why don't you?
Loads
you
of know? It.
Yeah, and I brought it up to him. I was like, well, nowhere in the Bible does it actually say premarital sex. It says
you're
immoral sex.
Right.
So that could mean a lot of different things.
Sure.
But you know that. Yeah. You know that.
But some of it does say something about no one but your wife.
Well, that's true.
So
it recommends you not to
translate.
That's
what
we're talking
marriage.
That's what we're talking. Yeah,
yeah. It doesn't say hoes what you
that's
can.
That's talking within marriage, though.
Right.
It's not talking outside.
But
it says
you're only supposed to have the woman that you have is only the one
in marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything like you know, get it out of your system or anything either.
Yeah,
it's assumed.
There's gray area.
It's assumed, not really.
You're addressing people that are trading for cows when they're 14 and 15.
Sure,
back in the day
when
it was
written. That was what I was saying. And so right next to it is like the other immoral stuff, jealousy. You can't even be jealous or
that's
lusting.
Old Testament stuff, too. The Old Testament stuff don't count anymore.
Except the Ten Commandments. Except what?
No, it says that.
Except what? Except what?
What do you mean, except
the Ten Commandments come from the Old Testament. You guys pick and choose. You picked and chose all the way through the Old Testament what you wanted to keep for the new book.
Well, because pretty much everything from the Ten Commandments is
Old
said
Testament.
Again in New Testament.
Yeah, you know, because they picked and chose. Like, this thing's no good. I like shrimp too much. Yeah, it's a rewrite.
Well, it works. A lot of that stuff works. I think all Ten Commandments make sense. I mean,
well, the
don't
first
go after
three.
Another guy's wife. You know, so I think the easiest one that
people ignore. What about the seven deadly sins? What about those?
I think the greed, well, I was just going to say, it comes down to the main thing is under the gluttony window. In other words, if you're doing the recommendation is saying if you're having premarital sex and you're having a ton of it, it can mess you up somewhat. Or it just,
is that true, Colton?
Yeah, and that's what
No, I'm saying is that true? Has it messed you up, all this premarital sex? You're having loads of it.
Yeah,
like, it's
real awful.
What I mean is choosing partners. All of a sudden, you open it up.
But if he goes to church, they're going to preach to him not to have premarital
sex. You're not supposed
sex,
to do that, right?
Probably not so much at his age.
No, they're cool with it
really
now.
No, that's not true. They're going to tell everyone. They want you to stay as far away from the
You're
puss
going
as
to the wrong church.
Yeah.
You know what? And be gay if you want.
Wait a second. You think that there's like, look, how old are you? I'm 31 now. Oh, yeah, premarital sex away. They're not going to say
steal,
that.
Steal, murder, do all
that. There's three or four things that don't apply to the elderly.
They aren't going to say it. They're going to just, they're not going to dwell on that. On
You're telling me if Colton went into his church and talked to the leader of it and said, I'm having loads of premarital sex, they'd be like, let's not dwell.
Oh, he's No. If he leads with it. It's on there, but I'm saying
the
church is not when you're with the young adults or the 20 plus. Right. You know, all right, it's pretty much known that you shouldn't.
I don't think that's their message.
You know what?
No, I'm
going to step in here.
Yeah.
Since I was 11 years old, I've had it just hammered into me to not.
Yeah,
do
that's
any
right.
Of
yeah.
That,
don't
like,
do it. Yeah,
constantly.
Exactly. It's repression. It causes more trouble.
Yeah.
The temptations and lustful thoughts and sexual anything.
And you did it anyway.
You can't help it, man.
And that's why I'm saying a good church will not dwell on that and be
humble. A good church will say, go crazy.
No.
That's a good church. No, a good church would say, you guys are doing it. Get that. Seed it.
I bet the church of Satan has the same rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
hey, do what
bang
you want,
away.
Man.
Go crazy.
Just don't hurt
well,
anybody.
That's when you read about that, you know, of course, that side of it is that's how they reach people.
Who?
The satanic.
Yeah.
Cults. That all the things.
But it's funny
about,
that they're matching up
sex.
Apparently.
All cults,
yeah,
all
they use
cults
sex
do that.
To
satanic
people.
Or otherwise. Religious cults use sex.
Yeah.
But we're
at
not talking about
cults.
At
least that's what you're getting from the
the Satanists
the
actually are pretty
religions.
Reasonable with it. Satanists believe in like that kind of like monogamy and things like that. They're just kind of against the whole religious side.
Even people that are Satanists still have morals.
Exactly, they do. They really do.
They still got rules.
Look, Satan was God's right-hand man. He's the first one that said, I'm not sure you're handling this right. He's like, get out of here. Like, okay. So at one point, they were best friends. He's not that bad. He's the giver of life, for
favorite.
God's sakes. Yeah. He was his favorite. Yeah. There's the quote of the day. This guy. Let me just text over this guy. I say hose away. You're not hurting anybody so long as they're into it, right?
Yeah. No.
You've got that deep down apology thing. If you feel bad when you leave, I think that's enough.
But my question is, you could just continue to do bad things and just say, ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. That,
and you're,
to me.
You're good.
But back to the seven deadly sins thing, it's you can't escape those things as a human. You're still going to be that way. But it's when like stuff like gluttony or greed takes control and it becomes like negative, that's when it's
so if you're
problem.
Going in to it, Eric, and you're saying, oh, just keep sinning away, You're saying, oh, I can be forgiven for it. Well, you're not really asking for forgiveness.
I know, and his answer is always, well, I'm not a perfect person.
What I hear Colton saying is, I'm not gluttonous about sex yet. Yeah. I get a lot of it.
I take it to the glutton line.
But I'm not gluttonous about it.
What's gluttonous? 13, 14 a month?
Right.
I'm 12.
Come on.
I'm 12 a month.
Yeah, if you cut down by one, then you're doing better.
That's not gluttony. It hasn't taken over your life. So you've found your limits.
I'm down to 2 bucks.
You've found your limits.
A week.
Yeah.
It's like smoking.
My thumb's rotting off from all the b-hole. That weird little behind move of the, hey, it's gone. Look, it's gone. It's back. It's gone again. And it's back and it's gone again. That's what you do with your thumb during fun Colton age sex.
Hey, I'm all for it.
I'm all for it, too.
Hey,
I think
go
it's
get
great.
It done, but I just have a hard time when you start getting into the religious thing right after.
Not me. I think you're smart.
Yeah, he's playing both sides.
I think you're smart, yeah. I think you're taking your religion, you're finding all the
That's
loopholes.
That's when I witness right afterwards.
Exactly right. Yeah.
The minute you go into that.
It's the beautiful loophole if you're religious.
Full Osteen on somebody.
What'd you do? Oh, I was thumbing this girl in the butt. She was my 11th. I feel like I might have overdone it. It's February. It's the shortest month of the year.
Guess I'll go to confession.
I guess. And then he's like, you know what? Good job. Nice job, man.
So
and
his Bible's got all these little tabs on it. Right? I can find a loophole for this one.
It's just highlighted out. Yeah. Anyway.
That's awesome.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you.
No, thank you.
For a bunch of reasons.
Yeah.
You're a reasonably smart person. who pulls tons of puss because you're able. Nice job.
Not recently. I got a girlfriend now, so I can't.
Oh.
She's getting it all. She's getting it all, but I don't want it. She's going to hear. She's going to hear, but she's going to be like.
I'm gluttonous with her.
Yeah.
For now.
She's getting it all.
If she hears this, I don't want her to be like.
She has to hear that, Jesus.
This was your love letter to her, awesome. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. So glad you're the one getting it all.
Oh, I mean, to the base.
Since I met you, I've gone balls deep with no one. And it's cool.
Thought about it.
Late Colton.
I thought it said love at first, but it just says late.
That's pretty good. Anyway, well, you're still better than Nikki's situation, which is nice.
Why? She's going to be banging away, too.
Oh, she's going to be the Colton of ladies.
Gluttony.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna. You're gonna look like a Ferris wheel, just spinning around, stuff's flying around. Fun ride. Let's get a wake up song while these people ruin their lives. 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big red and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.